I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds, they are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be giving away. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy.
All right, coming to you live, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Sammy across the way, Bogish, with your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. Two big hours left to play with right here on CBS Sports Radio and our toll-free line of 855-212-4227. It is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
I've been talking a lot, Moose, you and I, about this Andrew Luck situation, about Andrew Luck deciding to retire from the NFL and, you know, pull himself out of that roster. Be no longer with the Indianapolis Colts. No longer playing football. 29 yeah. years old. Great player. Great career. A lot of people have been calling the show, discussed it. Let's go out to Houston and talk to Speakerphone Jones. Speakerphone Jones, what's going on, man? You're on with Taz and the Moose. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. I want to actually start off with a very special hashtag, WeOver, from not just Speakerphone Jones, but from Sean Curran to the East Bank Little League Southwest Division World Series champions and Egan Prather, who I couldn't be any more proud of.
Okay.
Yeah, great. He was the shortstop for that Louisiana team, right?
Catcher. I think he did some pitching, too.
Okay.
Just amazing, and I couldn't be prouder of that little guy. But it is relating to the topic that y'all are talking about with the Andrew Luck. I think that Andrew Luck, Barry Sanders, the one and only Tazoo, are just shining examples of what these young athletes need to follow, that there is a future out there outside of sports, no matter how much you love the game. Don't keep playing the game until you can't stand it anymore. You know, you have other opportunities in this world, and your health and your family and whatever you enjoy doing in life is far more important than bringing your body down to where it can't function anymore for a sport that you'll grow to hate instead of love.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, there you go. Well said, Speaker.
Speakerphone Jones, we appreciate it, and we over, homeboy. Wow. Very emotional call by Speakerphone Jones. That's not normally the routine with him, but that was very emotional. Another emotional man is out in New Jersey. His name is John.
He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John. He is John, 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 John from Jersey.
John, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. No more time to talk. Again, you disappeared. You go on these spurts when you're gone for a few weeks. It's concerning.
No, I apologize, Taz. I don't have a good excuse for this. I won't make one up.
No problem. I appreciate the honesty. What's going on?
Hey, man. Oh, a couple things on the Andrew Luck thing. First of all, I don't blame Adam Schefter for anything at all. That's just how our society is. He's an information provider. We're information consumers and can't get enough of it. So I don't think he did anything wrong.
All right.
As far as the fans go, look, fans can boo whoever they want. They pay their money to get in there. I understand that. But I agree with you, Taz. I thought it was horrible for them to boo him in that situation. I mean, I really did. And look, and I understand that a fan, just by nature what we are, we're going to be emotional. They're going to react. But to boo him like that when he walked off that field, it looked bad, and I just thought it was terrible.
It's a bad look. It is. It's. I mean, you mentioned earlier about it's not like, I'm paraphrasing what you said, but it's like you said something like, It's not like he got injured and then they booed him as he was leaving the field. And that, you know, that's horrible. We've seen that in sports. We've seen fans do that. That's bad. This might be worse than that because this guy said, "Fanute, I'm done. It's over." And then everyone just was like, "What? Boo, you suck." Like, come on.
Oh, I can't disagree with that more. I mean, a guy is getting carted off the field and you're booing him. That's
that's horrible. I know. I mean, I'm not saying it's not.
That's worse than what transpired on Saturday
night. I mean, they're
both
really bad.
Everyone, there was no buildup. There was no reports of this. There was no conversation about him thinking about this. They go to a game and they know he's not playing. They know he's not practicing. They know he's dealing with a high ankle sprain. And then you're sitting in the stands and you get that kind of news. I mean, you know, from my perspective, I can understand those that are being critical of him. And a lot of people were. I get it. I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass on Saturday night. I'm not telling you it was a great look, but I'm also thinking about the fact of the raw emotion of the situation. The fact that they're watching what is a legendary player call it a career, 29 years of age. I don't think they're thinking about all of the different injuries. I don't think they're thinking about, you know, his mental well-being. I don't think they're thinking about all of that. And I do think if you expect him to do that at that stage, I think it's a little much. I mean, to have a couple days out and think about that is
what,
one thing.
To have
thing.
Compassion and be mature? You think that's too much for
at
fans?
At that stage, to be stunned, to be all of a sudden you see your season and your quarterback calling it a career and leaving your football program, I'm going to give him a pass.
Well, now also keep this in mind, too. Like, people can say the timing of this was bad. This guy left over $60 million on the table. He could have just said to the Colts, "You know what? I'm hurt. I can't play." And he could have sat his fat ass on injured reserve all year and collected a check. But he didn't do that. He was a man and stood up and said, "You know what? Right. I can't do this." So, and look, I'm not telling you fans have to sit back and we're thinking about this. I agree with Moose that they're probably thinking, "Oh, Christ, the season's down the toilet. Our quarterback left." Right. I understand that totally.
Right.
I just don't think Bill wins the right thing.
Yeah, no, and like you were saying something earlier, Moose, here on John's call, and it was like about there was no reports of this coming up that came out of nowhere, right? You said something like that.
Yeah.
And so that might have led to, not to put words in your mouth, you're basically saying that might have led to the fans being that much more of a shock and awe situation.
I think everyone was shocked.
Right. No, I was shocked too. Were you shocked? I think everybody was shocked.
It's one thing to hear, you know, if a report came out on Saturday night that Andrew Luck is going to miss the first month of the NFL regular season or something we speculated and talked about last week. That would not be surprising. That would not be stunning. The fact that he's never going to play football again for the foreseeable future, and is stunning. I was stunned. I couldn't believe that I will never see Andrew Luck play quarterback in the National Football League again. That I'll never see him line up behind center again. That to me, I was absolutely. I could not. I had to read it like five or six times in order to believe it.
And then you got to make sure you're not. It's not one of those Bush League accounts that act like they're one account.
Right.
You know, and there's a couple. That Adam Schefter has that. You know that they. Not a hack account. Not a hack account. You know what I mean? Like a parody account.
Yeah.
So you got to watch that. You know, the thing for me though too is like it's what fans have to be careful. And like this is what I feel like would happen in Indianapolis with those few that booed. To me, Moose, it's one word that covers that, and that's entitlement. That's entitlement, and that's a bad word, man. That they came off entitled. Like what? You're done, and we didn't know this was going to happen? How dare you? Boo! You suck! Go away! That's how I looked at it. You know,
we come from different vantage points. I just look at the raw emotion of the situation. I don't think they're thinking about the big picture. I don't think they're thinking about all of that. I think they're thinking about their team. Mm. They're thinking about the drastic measure that their team is changed, that they're not going to watch. I'm not a Colt fan. I didn't grow up in Northern California. I didn't watch Andrew Luck play, you know, locally at Stanford. You know, we all watched him over the course of that career at Stanford and watched him in the National Football League. But, you know, I also don't have that same emotional connection. I'm not telling you that if I was in Indianapolis on Saturday night, which I was not, I would boo. I would not. I'd be almost kind of taking the entire situation in as being absolutely surreal. And it's probably a situation we'll never see again. The idea that a quarterback in the prime of his career at 29 years of age is walking off the field during a preseason game and his career is over, as he's going to call it a career the next day, as reported by an NFL insider, we'll probably never see that situation again. It's probably the one and only situation we'll ever see that. I just look at it being a very emotional scene.
Yeah, no, and that's understandable. And, you know, I just was thinking here, you know, we had the XFL, the New York Guardians, brought this stuff in last week and gave us a bunch of merchandise and stuff. We thanked them. They retweeted our stuff, so thank you. I'm bringing them up for a reason. You had mentioned last week, we were talking about the XFL. Well, what do they need? They need that front man, that main court. You see where I'm going. That quarterback.
Yeah.
They need that guy. And who is a big wig and running the XFL with Vince McMahon? Oliver Luck.
Yeah.
The dad of Andrew Luck. Now, I know that sounds crazy. Now, this guy could miss football this whole season. And in his heart, miss it. Like, damn, I shouldn't have left. I'm feeling better. And dude, you know as well as me, crazier things have happened. This guy's got a lot of money, this kid, Luck. And I'm sure he's got a great rapport and relationship with his dad. He loves his dad, and his dad loves him. You never know. This guy could end up wearing an XFL jersey, you know, for one of these teams. And it could be Andrew Luck, the first big, huge star in the XFL. Now, I know, trust me, I know I could be a conspiracy theorist. I get it. But I'm telling you, there's too many things that fit here, and especially Oliver Luck with the XFL. Just saying.
Yeah.
Throw it out there.
Yeah, the only issue I have with that is that the Colts are not clawing back at the $24 million that they probably could or legally could with Andrew Luck. They're letting him have that money. The respect that Luck has for Irsay and the Colts, I don't think Andrew Luck, say, 8 months, 10 months, 11 months, say if he all of a sudden wants to come back and play football, I don't think he would do that to Indianapolis.
I'm sure you're right. You're probably right. But I'm saying, if that happens, you heard it here first.
No, I get. Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of people who throwing out the whole XFL thing.
All right, then you heard it here second.
No, I'm not saying no. But my point being is that I kind of joking around about that. I mean, then it comes down to, you know, could they afford him? Could they be able to pay him what he's looking to get paid? Taz, I don't know. I got a sense of looking at a guy on Saturday night that didn't have the passion for the game anymore. He talked about himself that the injuries have taken the joy of football away from him.
Right.
And I don't know. That'd be another thing if I, you know, just as shocked as I was on Saturday night, if it comes out news that Andrew Luck is the quarterback of the you know, the Tampa Bay Vipers. Isn't that the Tampa Bay franchise? I believe it is, right?
Yes,
the Tampa Bay Vipers or the New York Guardians the Battle Hawks.
Right,
Taz, I'd be stunned.
I would be too.
I'll give you credit, but I'd be absolutely surprised if that is indeed the case. You're right. They need that kind of a star. I would be slack-jawed.
I know. And I'm just thinking on that money end, you make a great point about the Colts and with the money, and they could have scratched and clawed to get that money, not to do that and give them that money. You're right about that. So that part I get. The 8 months and being away from the game, the Colts are moving on. The Colts have moved on already. They have to. So and Andrew Luck knows that. So I think if he did go back to football, no matter if it's in the NFL or, crazy enough, the XFL. I mean, if he goes to the XFL, Vince McMahon's got a lot of money. I'm not saying he can afford or he wants to afford to pay this guy what the Colts are giving him. But I do think there's a chance Andrew Luck could go in there to help his dad and do it a little bit cheaper, you know, a little bit less expensive. So his dad's a big part of this XFL thing, and he might want to help his dad make this thing succeed. Maybe it's not next year. Maybe it's the second year of the XFL. I don't think we're done seeing Andrew Luck play football. I think he's going to come back.
You're probably right about that.
He's young. I think right now the passion's out of him, and I think absence makes the heart grow fonder. I do think he's going to have some time away, and he's going to live his life a little bit and get away from football, and then he's going to miss it, And he's probably going to come back, just like I think Urban Meyer is going to coach again. I mean, same thing. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we said that at the time with Meyer. I mean, I look at it with the with Luck, though. He is a little bit, from those in that are around him, he's a little bit of a different cat where, you know, he's a very bright guy. He's got things that he wants to accomplish outside of football. You know, it was his passion. You're right. Maybe when his body's feeling a little bit better. But, you know, his body broke down. We talked about it last week. He doesn't have the body of a 29-year-old. He probably has the body of a guy that's 37, 38 years of age.
You're right.
Because of the amount of beatings that he took on NFL Sundays. And if you want to, if there's blame to go around on why he's decided to call it a career after 7 years and playing six seasons, you put it on the Colts franchise for their inability to build an offensive line until they got Chris Ballard in there and not putting the proper protection around him, Taz. Listen, he might, maybe 2 years down the line, he decides to help out the XFL. I mean, maybe that is indeed the case. I would be surprised if he came back and played quarterback in the NFL, that it's not in the National Football League.
Well, and the thing, just not to hammer my point, this kind of hurts my own point about XFL. You just said, and I thought about it when you were saying, I'm thinking about, he left the Colts, and they have one of the better offensive lines in the game. You go to an XFL team in 8 months or 9 months, there's a great chance the offensive line's not going to be that good. So you're going to be taking
right,
hits.
But also the defenders are not going to be as fast coming
true,
after you.
True.
So
true.
It's kind of a leveling out of the playing field, too.
Yeah,
it's
maybe not he goes like back and he coaches. Maybe he coaches. Maybe
well,
he's 30,
maybe he does.
31
maybe
years
it's
only
not
coaches.
Like Von Miller's lining up on the outside, no, going true. Up against a fifth offensive tackle.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, so, you know, you don't have to worry right. about that. Yeah. So, you know, the speed of the game is not all that different. You know, and I also, you mentioned about, you know, the Colts are moving on. They are with Brissett. Now it's Jacoby's job.
Yeah.
But I mean, if he doesn't play well, Taz, and he struggles, and, you know, he doesn't prove to be the solution out in Indianapolis, you know, would, you know, you'd be surprised 8-9 months from now. If Andrew Luck is feeling like he wants to come back, that he comes back to the Indianapolis Colts, it would not surprise me. I mean, you know, I think they've moved on right now. They have to as a franchise, but now I think it's dependent on just how significantly they move on the play of Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, we have some good sound from Andrew Luck that we'll let you guys hear here in a second. Let's go out down to Houston and talk to John. Listen, on 6:50 a.m. John, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Taz and Moose. Yeah, I just want to comment. This reminds me of a while ago. Troy Percival was a closer for the Angels, and he had injuries and aches and pains. And he retired, and he was helping his son's high school baseball team, and he was throwing batting practice and things like that. Then after about a year, he felt great, you know. So I think this is similar. I just think he's beat down emotionally and physically, and he has to constantly answer questions.
Right.
And I think he just needs a break.
I think you're right, John. I think you're right. I think so. You think he comes back eventually?
Eventually, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We're in agreement.
We agree. Yeah. John, I mean, appreciate the call.
We're in agreement because I think that would be the even a bigger surprise at 29 if he never picked up a football and played again.
That would be a surprise. That would definitely be a surprise.
I mean, we're talking about athletes playing longer until they're older, Taz. You look at where Tom Brady is now. Eli Manning's an older quarterback. Drew Brees is an older quarterback. You look at Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers. There's a lot of older quarterbacks in the National Football League with the way guys train and with what they do in the offseason. Seems to be lengthening out the careers with the way that they've made adjustments to the rules of when you can and when you can't hit quarterbacks as well. I think it's helped out the quarterback to be able to stay healthier or be able to lengthen out their career even more.
Yes, no, I agree. And that's the training and the evolution of training and nutrition is a huge part of that. So.
No doubt. Want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Keep the calls coming. We've been spending a lot of time talking about Andrew Luck, his retirement from the Indianapolis Colts. We'll hear from Luck, Reich, Ballard, and Irsay. We'll do that next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It's a Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, doing more brought to you by the Home Depot, the next generation of home improvement with everything you need to do projects smarter. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a look at a player who is doing more for his team. Evan Longoria. Longoria had a go-ahead two-run single in the seventh inning as the Giants clipped the Athletics 5-4 out in Oakland against the A's. We'll hear from Andrew Luck and Frank Reich, Chris Ballard, Jim Irsay here momentarily from what was the rush presser Saturday night announcing the retirement of Andrew Luck. Ryan Wilson will join us closing out this hour as well. Talk a little NFL, talk a lot about Andrew Luck with him. But Bokish is in the house. Second time this morning.
Yeah, wow, it's great.
Andrew,
look at this.
How are you?
I'm doing
I'm doing well, guys. Thanks for having me one more time. I do appreciate you.
You know, Andrew, you walked in and you missed. I was giving Moose my top secret sangria recipe, which now you missed out on, so you won't hear.
Right, and I mean, I never will drink it either because you don't invite us.
True, but anywhere. You could also you buy ingredients and make it yourself.
It's not going to be the same.
That's kind of what Moose is doing, yeah. It's not going to be the same.
It's got to be made by you and your hands and your fruit.
I was telling Moose, I make two sangrias. One's a heavier one, like a heavier with
like
more
in
alcohol.
Weight?
No. Like wise guy, like more alcohol. And the other one's a more of a light one. Okay,
I'll take
and
that one.
So yeah, right. It's perfect for you, lightweight. But they're great. Like family functions, I'm known for my sangria. Like outside of the public.
Nice.
That should be the name of your podcast, Sangria and Suplex.
That's actually not a bad idea. Suplexes and Sangria. I think that's a new podcast.
There you go.
Nice.
Ah, if I can only get the people upstairs to return my emails, I would tell them about that one. How about that? Anyway.
Maybe I could be on that one.
We have to be on the Mikey B podcast network. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Start with basketball drives. Start a basketball drive. No, Mikey B podcast network. That's got a ring to it.
I agree.
Basketball
you,
drives.
Yeah.
Sangria and suplexes. Idea.
Right. Yeah. We'll have what's his name? Evan Roberts. He's got a podcast. His could go on there. Andrew Bogus, Baseball Takes.
Pete needs one, so I think we give Pete a show.
That should be the name of Pete the Body's podcast. Pete needs one. Just call it Pete Needs One. Whatever that means, he just needs one.
Something new every week.
Moose and Monzo. They could do their Naira chatter.
Yeah.
You know, ponies are us. We'll call that one.
Mike, you're busy already. Could you handle such a network?
I could. Yes.
This would be great. I'm telling
you. Just pushing him out the door.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. No. No, really, we're good. We're doing Mikey B podcast. Just call it that. The Mike Biseglia Podcast Network.
Meanwhile, Sam, could you produce a national radio show Monday through Friday, week after week? Would that
6
be
a.m.
thing?
6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Hello.
Okay. All right.
All right. Great.
Hey, hello. Ben Roethlisberger. You might have heard this guy's made his one and only preseason appearance last night in Nashville. It ended on a high note.
Samuels is on the field with Ben. First and 10. He gets the snap. Throws it for the end zone. Touchdown! What a play! Juju Smith-Schuster on a post pattern right to left, right down Broadway.
That's Bill Hillgrove on Steelers Radio. That TD came after the Steeler defense took Marcus Mariota down for a safety. Big Ben finished 8 for 13, 63 yards, and that score over three series. Now he preps for week one.
It was good to get out there, to get some kind of live looks and field and things like that. I think that's good enough. We're usually playing the fourth, so we'll be ready to go.
Mariota went 0-3. Head coach Mike Vrabel pulled him after that safety. Ryan Tannehill and Logan Whiteside then sacked three times apiece. The Colts could have gone after nearly $25 million from the retiring Andrew Luck, but they will not. The financial settlement reportedly struck late last week. Antonio Brown has lost his fight with the NFL to wear his old helmet, but he'll win in the end, apparently. Agent Drew Rosenhaus telling SiriusXM NFL Radio, multiple companies are ready to pay AB to wear a custom-made helmet.
Of course. More money.
The Raiders are reportedly releasing veteran running back Doug Martin, and Case Keenum is officially Washington's starting QB. The Yankees took Clayton Kershaw deep.
Hold on, remember that was a time here on the show. I used to be a Case Keenum guy when the show first started.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, right?
And
I was when he was with the Vikings. Once that kid left that Viking uniform, it all went downhill for him. So good luck to you, Redskins, Moose. So I'm just
I was never a Keenum guy. It went downhill. I think it was the NFC Championship game against the Eagles.
We discussed
in that
it.
Viking uniform.
Yeah, right? I just liked them, but no more.
And then that was it.
Yeah, you were in trouble.
But what's his name? The kid from Ohio State will be the starter after a couple of weeks in, right?
Probably.
Don't you think?
No, yeah. I think they're going to sit him for a while.
Really?
Yeah, they are.
So week two.
No, no. No, the reports are. No, they draft him. He needs a lot of work. Footwork, taking snaps from under center.
Okay.
So they did not draft him. According to, according to those talking to the coaching staff that, he is going to sit for a while. Because they feel like he needs time to be for them to work with him to get him ready to play an NFL game.
But I do think, I do think the future's bright with him.
Oh, they love
his
talent.
Talking about Dwayne Haskins. That's what we're talking about.
They're not down on Haskins at all. Right. I mean, but they also didn't draft him as a plug-and-play quarterback either. They knew that when they drafted him, they liked his arm strength. They liked his they needed to work with him to get him ready to play in the NFL, and they don't feel comfortable throwing him into NFL regular season games as right now.
Yeah.
So there you go.
You got Case Keenum.
Right. Upbeat.
Baseball last night, the Yankees beat Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers in LA 5-1. Manager Aaron Boone's proud.
I feel like we match up well with a lot of people. We got really good players, really good hitters. So left, right, if we're on top of our game, those guys usually make it tough on the opponent.
Yeah, whatever. Yankees starter Domingo Germán allowed only Jock Peterson's leadoff homer over six innings. The Cubs lost to the Nationals yesterday afternoon, 7-5 in 10 at Wrigley. That drops them 2.5 games behind the Cardinals in the NL Central. But the wild card standings stay the same because the Phillies, Mets, and Brewers all lost yesterday as well. Philly 3-2 in Miami, New York 2-1 to Atlanta, and Milwaukee 5-2 to Arizona. I have done my job this hour. I have a score for you, USA and Canada, another exhibition game before the FIBA World Cup in China next month. It is 76-54.
Wow.
The Americans have the lead, four minutes left in the fourth quarter. So Canada paying the price for the U.S. losing to Australia over the weekend.
On the Canadian team, the Twins, their names escape me. They're really...
The Scrub Brothers.
The Scrub Brothers.
Yeah. Yes. P and T Scrub, a combined 2-for-11 so far today. Against Team
Scrub
USA.
Brothers.
The Scrub Brothers. Or Scroob. I don't know what the Canadian pronunciation is.
We're Americans. We say Scrub.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Rory McIlroy won the FedEx Cup and its $15 million paycheck yesterday. A four-shot win over Xander Schauffele. Louisiana beat Curacao 8-0. They're the Little League World Series champ. The team is from suburban New Orleans. Second straight win for an American team. And the U.S. Open tennis begins today. Novak Djokovic on the afternoon schedule. At night on center court, it's Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it. We've been mentioned about playing some of the cuts and some of the interesting comments following the game on preseason game, the Colts preseason game on Saturday night with the announcement that Andrew Luck was calling it a career. Let's hear from the quarterback himself. Here is Andrew Luck talking about the injuries taking a toll.
4 years or so I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab, injury, pain, rehab, and it's been unceasing, unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season, and I've felt stuck in it, and the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away.
Yeah, here he is talking about the expectations he felt like cut for, Sammy, that he could not meet.
I love this team. I love my teammates. The folks in our building, the fans, the game of football. And as part of this team, as a member of this team, and because of how I feel, I know that I am unable to pour my heart and soul into this position, which would not only sell myself short, but the team in the end as well. And it's sad, but I also have a lot of clarity in this.
Yeah, it seemed like he came to a decision and pretty comfortable with that, Taz. But as we've talked a lot about before, to get to this position, a lot of people have helped him out along the way. Here is a very emotional Luck thanking those.
In conclusion, my folks who aren't here tonight, but Mom, Dad, Mayor, Emily, Ad. Uncle Will. My friends, thank you. And my wife, Nicole, thank you. I love you.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Tough deal for him. That had to be a tough decision to make. That's what I mean. It's just, you know, this wasn't a knee-jerk thing, as you know. It just, you know, he's been talking to Frank Reich about it for about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I had multiple multiple conversations with the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, as well. An emotional scene on Saturday night. Surreal if you're up late watching it. Here is here's Frank Reich, the head coach of the Colts. Obviously, everything's changed for him on the retirement of number 12.
Being in that room with him for the last 18 months was just the experience of a lifetime. A true competitor in every sense of the word. A great teammate. One of the truly unique players to ever put on an NFL uniform, and certainly to wear that horseshoe proud.
Here's the Colts owner, Jim Irsay, on the retirement of Luck.
We wish Andrew only the best, and we thank him for all his efforts that he's done as a Colt. And going forward, we have nothing but gratitude for him going to battle with us. And trust me, we're going to be ready and show up in Los Angeles, I can promise you that. But right now, we're just thankful about what Andrew's meant to this city. I know a lot of range of emotions go through our fans, and that's a natural thing.
Yeah, and let's hear from Reich and Ballard on Jacoby Brissett. Not an enviable spot taking over for a legend, but an opportunity does present itself. Here he is. Brissett's now your new starting quarterback in Indianapolis. Let's hear from the head coach and the GM on the backup quarterback.
Our organization, to have that kind of leadership, a quarterback to go from Andrew Luck to Jacoby Brissett, different kinds of leaders, but both elite leaders. I mean, these guys are both elite. Jacoby has those qualities. As a human being, as an athlete, this guy is as good as they come as a teammate.
We're not going to ask Jacoby Brissett to be Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck was a unique, unique player. But Jacoby Brissett is a winning football player in this league. And he is I think you heard what Andrew said. Jacoby Brissett is a rare, rare leader.
Oh, listen, they're high on him. Now he's got the opportunity, Taz.
Big kid, you know, Kobe, he's like 6'3", 6'4", you know, 230 pounds, 240 pounds, somewhere in that vicinity. You know, in the league a few years, you know, with New England, he did pretty good at, you know, and playing for New England, the few games, you know, the games he played, he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
And, I don't think it's the end of the world for the Colts. I don't. I think that he's going to do a solid job. Like I said earlier to one of our callers, you know, that's one thing people got to realize, that, you know, Brissett has been working with the ones, but since the spring, right, Moose? Wouldn't you think? Since the spring? Or since
For a while, yeah.
For a while.
He's played with the ones.
Right. Yeah, I'm just saying, so he's in a rhythm. That's so important, to be in a rhythm and a chemistry with all the other starters. So it's not like, you know, Andrew Luck's been the starter and he's been healthy. And then Luck just said, I'm done playing. Now we got to work in Brissett right before the season starts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's been in the groove with them a little bit. You know?
Now it's just a matter of performance.
Performing, right. Good receivers, offensive line.
Yeah, there's things to work with. And they've got a GM that's got a clue.
Right.
Because Ballard's was waiting for the right opportunity to become a general manager and went to Indianapolis. And he knows how to evaluate talent. He's a really, really good general manager. We'll get the thoughts of Ryan Wilson, Taz. He's joined us a number of times, covers the NFL, so for CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. He will join Taz and myself next. We'll talk a little Luck. We get into anything else besides Luck, Taz?
We'll figure
Taz
it out.
Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, college football back, and that means CBS Sports Network's team of experts returns to the studio to tackle all the hottest topics on the gridiron. Don't miss Inside College Football Tuesday night at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Let's welcome aboard right now Ryan Wilson, covers the National Football League for CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ. Ryan, Taz, Moose with you. Happy Monday, buddy.
What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
You know, Ryan, just stunned. I mean, I'm still in stunned disbelief. I think Taz and myself both are that Andrew Luck will not be playing quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, was there – I know Schefter broke the story, I mean, but was there – any vibe, any feel that Luck was kind of leaning or had any kind of conversation this way?
I was on CBS Sports HQ 30 minutes before the news, Schefter broke the news, talking about, with two other guys, okay, what are the Colts going to do if Andrew Luck isn't available through week two? Because at some point he's coming back. Can they survive 2 weeks with Jacoby Brissett? They have a week two game against the Titans, and I actually said that game could decide that division, because if Andrew Luck isn't there and Jacoby Brissett has to play and that team isn't at full strength, it could come back to bite them in week 17 where they're trying to wrap things up. Everything out the window 30 minutes later, Andrew Luck retires. I mean, I was going through it with some friends of just like the biggest, most shocking developments in NFL history, and I feel like this is it in a landslide. I know it just happened, and sometimes things that just happen, we over-exaggerate.
Right, right.
I guarantee you that Chris Ballard would consider this the most shocking thing he's seen. Frank Reich, Jim Irsay, and obviously some of those Colts fans that I don't know what to think of, but they were booing and ripping off their Luck jerseys as they found out the news. But look, man, you saw that press conference later that night, Saturday night. Luck was tormented. He was down. He said, look, man, I've been in dark places. I've been doing injury rehab for 4 years. This is not getting better. And he even said, I don't envision coming back, because you know that's going to be the next question as soon as some quarterback on another team gets hurt in 6 months. Well, is Andrew Luck going to be one of the guys that Team X targets? So it was a crazy development. And the Colts could be in worse shape, but this isn't the way you want to start the season.
No. I mean, I want to ask you, right, like, you know, Moose and I were talking earlier about it. I was bringing up the fact, look, they got a good defense, the Colts. They got a really good offensive line, good receivers. You know, I mean, Brissett, I mean, how do you think Brissett will handle the new pressure coming his way, in your opinion?
I think he'll be fine, and I think we're sort of underrating how good he could possibly be. 2017, when he was traded days before the start of the season from New England to Indy, he was thrown in there, and that was a terrible football team, completely different in terms of the personnel. And he struggled early on, but he showed signs of being a good football player. And the good news is he didn't play much last year. He learned Frank Reich's offense. He ran everything during offseason, because I think Andrew Luck maybe had two or three practices since the spring. He's been doing it all. He knows this offense as well as anyone. And you sort of hit at it, Taz. They have playmakers. Chris Ballard, general manager, has been crushing these drafts. Last year, Andrew Luck was sacked 18 times. 2016, the last year he played, he was sacked 41 times. So there is a plan to protect the quarterback. There's a plan at running back with Marlon Mack. There's a plan at wide receiver with T.Y. Hilton. They got Devin Funchess. They drafted Paris Campbell at Ohio State, who was a burner. And then you talked about it, Taz, the defense. Young, fast, and they have more young, fast guys on there. They got Justin Houston. So, I mean, in that division, they still have a really good chance. And you might even argue, and I might be on this bandwagon before the start of the season, that they're still going to win it.
Mm. You know, I'm curious, Ryan, do you think Luck is an outlier, or do you think it's a sign of things to come? Very violent game, a lot of money young players are making. You know, they could be financially set and secure by 28, 29, 30 years of age. Do you think this is maybe, you know, maybe not the last stunning retirement announcement we see in the foreseeable future?
That's a great question, Moose. And here's the thing. You read comments from people who are close to Luck and have known him forever. Bruce Arians just made some remarks about how he was disheartened by it, because he knows how much Andrew Luck loves football and how hard this must have been for him. Here's the other thing. Andrew Luck has a flip phone. So that, to me, says he saved his money. He probably has his first paycheck from week one.
I did not know. He really has a flip phone? I didn't know that. Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah, he has a flip phone. So he ain't spending. He ain't extravagant in terms of what he's spending. So he probably is set no matter what happened. And other people who are 28, 29, and if I were that way, 28, 29, had million, I'd be burning through it like there was no tomorrow.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So, I mean, some people have obligations. Some people play because they have nothing else to do. Andrew Luck could do any number of things outside of football and be extremely successful at it. So I do, and there's a lot of pressure. Look at some of the comments from some of the former players and media people. They're like, man, you're giving up on your team. I can't believe you're doing this.
Yeah.
And even those fans that I talked about that immediately started booing this man as he walked off the field, having no idea that Schefter had broken the news, and he admitted to hearing the boos and admitted that it hurt.
It bothered him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think even if some people want to, and, you know, we see this in all walks of life, that they won't have the fortitude to do it because of what Andrew Luck has gone through.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, Moose and I talked a lot earlier about the whole booing situation. And, you know, it's tough. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I look at Andrew Luck as a guy who's just had an amazing career for the, as much as he played. The poor kid's been hurt a lot. He's still young. You know, maybe he comes back eventually, but I look at him as a guy that just was special, at a Stanford special, but the Colts was special. How do you think, Ryan? How do you think fans and the public will remember Luck?
You know, part of me wonders, Taz, when they were booing, if they weren't booing Andrew Luck, they were booing how their good fortune went from we're going to win the division and possibly the Super Bowl to, oh, my God, what are we going to do next?
Right.
And, you know, there is no sort of universal sign for I'm extremely upset right now when you're with 30,000 people. And maybe that's it. But I'm with you, man. Andrew Luck is an amazing talent who had unbelievably bad luck with these injuries. It was one thing after the next, and every injury that followed seemed to be worse than the one that preceded it. And there was some conversation, crazy talk about, okay, is he a bust now because he only played six seasons? I talked to a Bengals fan who was like, man, I would take, if you told me I could get Andrew Luck's record just for six seasons and go to those playoff games and win those playoff games, I am, sign me up wherever, whenever. I am taking that. The amount of success he brought to that Colts team that was in the dumps after they got rid of Peyton Manning and they won, whatever, two games in 2011 and they drafted, had the good fortune of getting Andrew Luck. I mean, where would that organization be now if they hadn't stumbled upon Andrew Luck?
Oh,
so, I mean, this guy is a transcendent talent. Just bad luck, man. I think he's not going to be a Hall of Famer because of the injuries, but if he had played three more years and had the success we've seen him had, then we're having that conversation.
Yeah, you know what the scary, the sad thing is, Ryan? If he had Ballard at the start of his career, we're not talking about Andrew Luck calling it a career on Saturday night.
Absolutely. And you know, there's a lot of like finger pointing going, whose fault is this and the injuries and all that, but I don't. Ryan Grigson wasn't great at his job, and we can all agree on that. And Chuck Pagano was fired because he couldn't win football games. But I think Chris Ballard, what he has done with that organization, he has been an unbelievable find for Jim Irsay. In a lot of ways, made this post-Luck world in Indianapolis maybe okay to deal with. Because, like I said, I think Brissett's going to surprise some people. And all the other pieces are nearly in place to have success, especially in a division that's up for grabs.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's crazy, and we were all shocked. You remember where you were? Like, so you said you were at the where were you? You said at the top. You were when you found out.
I was at home, and I had been doing CBS Sports HQ talking about the games tonight. So I had just started watching the Miami Florida game because I was tape delaying it, and someone texted me and said we might have to get back on. So what happened? Because I had no idea, and they thought I was joking, but clearly no joke.
Ryan, you know, there's been some criticism of Schefter. You know, you're in the information game as well. You have that story. Are you reporting it right away?
No. Listen, man, if I don't do it, someone else is doing it. And this isn't like Schefter reporting on JPP's the medical information about his hand back in the day. That, you know, that potentially was a violation of his rights or whatever, as medical privacy rights. This is news. Someone, he didn't make it up. Someone gave it to him. So then the question becomes, where did he get it to sort of make Andrew Luck look like a schmuck while he's at the stadium for the last time? And no, this isn't on Adam Schefter at all. I don't know where the information came from, and I'm not going to speculate, but it didn't make Andrew Luck look good or feel good. But no. At the end of the day, if Adam Schefter's like, nah, you know what, this isn't right, I guarantee you 30 seconds later someone else is tweeting out that news and we're still here having this conversation.
Yeah, I'm like on the fence with it. Moose was, you know, making a lot of the same points and making sense similar to your points just there, right, you just made there. But you know, it is right. Like, I get that, and I understand it's a competitive business, breaking the news out there, getting the scoop. I mean, I understand that. But as a former athlete, I'm like, you know, something like this. I mean, I don't know how Schefter could have did it. Maybe just get out there that you have something, like tease it. I don't know what that is, but I don't know. I just put myself in Andrew Luck's shoes, and I'm like, oh, geez, what a just a bad deal. But
no, absolutely. Yeah, you know. He's at that football game. He said at the press conference, the impromptu press conference, the one he had planned for 24 hours later, that I just wanted to be out here because I knew it might be the last time I was throwing at Lucas Oil Stadium. The next thing you know, he didn't check his flip phone because he doesn't have social media on it, but someone must have told him. He's walking off the field, he hears the boos, and he has to scramble to have this press conference, which he hadn't even told the players yet. So in that sense, I'm with you 100%. But I guarantee you, if it wasn't Schefter, it would have been someone else right behind him who probably had that story.
Yeah. Hey, Ryan, we appreciate it, bud. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for always popping on. Have yourself a great Monday, all right?
Thanks,
you
Ryan.
You too. Thank you, guys.
Take you care. Got Ryan Wilson, covers the National Football League, CBS Sports, CBS Sports HQ.
I like Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan does a good job.
He does a good job.
Come back. We got the three for you. It's going to be a lot about Andrew Luck, but we got the three biggest storylines that you need to know about on this Monday morning. Two down, one to play with Taz Moose. You know where you're at. CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.